And Kathy Dawes now, along with Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins, always like to get updated with all the different things that are going on when it comes to military and some of the work that Perry's doing. I know we ended on a note last month when you were in about hurricane relief, and a lot has happened in a month, and now we're looking at Puerto Rico. There's just all sorts of things going on, and maybe just from your perspective, as you mentioned, there are military groups that assist when you have things like this, and Puerto Rico now is the hot spot where some work is being done.
Absolutely. You know, this has probably been unprecedented, one of the most significant hurricane seasons we've had in a long, long time. You know, multiple hurricanes coming upon each other, and they carry the same route, which really impacts your ability to respond. So Puerto Rico is a lot of people working very hard, not only governmental agencies, but like FEMA and Department of Defense, but you also got non-governmental agencies that come into the affected areas as well. And one thing we're very good at here in this nation is response. You know, it was evidenced just recently in Las Vegas in that tragedy where you start now to learn about the heroic efforts of people responding. But with Puerto Rico, you know, it's not just bringing the commodities into the island itself. It's clearing the debris. It's repairing roadways and runways that have been significantly damaged. And some people say, well, you know, it's trees falling over. Well, in some cases, it's roads completely washed out. And so you can't take a real heavy piece of equipment, like a heavy truck full of a lot of water that can't be on those roads because it becomes a dangerous situation.
And so what happens, I'm guessing? There's different ways to perhaps reach those folks, but it does
Sure.
become more problematic.
Then it comes down to helicopters. Helicopters become paramount. You know, we learned it in Vietnam. That helicopters are very useful tools, but with that, you have to create landing zones. And you want to make sure with some of those facilities that you have and some of the cities that you're coming into, the rotor wash created by the helicopters can create an unsettling condition, throw debris. So you have to prepare those landing sites for those relief efforts. A Chinook, the down rotor wash from a Chinook, for example, with full load is equivalent to a hurricane. Force underneath those rotor systems. So you have to be really careful. Make sure you protect the people. Make sure you don't destroy any other infrastructure. And that's what they're doing right now.
Interestingly, you mentioned helicopters. I'm excited. I've been told that I was the first to request, but I guess the Kansas Army National Guard is going to have a flight for the Black Hawk helicopters coming up here in a few weeks, and I was one of the first reporters to ask to be a part of that. So I'm going to get to ride one of those here
wow.
in a few weeks.
Well, we got the best helicopters in the world. You know, the one thing about our military, we're the greatest military on this earth, and I say this many times when I go places, because we serve the greatest nation on this earth. Our citizens and our taxpayers have made sure that those that go into harm's way are armed with the best equipment and the best training in the world.
Well, it should be interesting, no doubt about that. Well, anything else while we're talking about hurricane relief and the military's role in some of those things? Of course, you mentioned Las Vegas. That's really a whole separate thing, although it does kind of raise awareness in our country and concerns a lot of folks. But just some thoughts that way.
Yeah, I think that what's important to know is that some of our formations, our military formations here in the United States, our National Guard plays a huge role. They are unsung heroes, and they are normally the citizen soldiers that have really dual-hatted, really three-hatted. Some of them work regular jobs. They work right alongside their fellow employers and employees, and they wear civilian clothes. And then on the weekend, sometimes they'll disappear. They put on a uniform, and they serve there. And then sometimes they work side-by-side with first responders. So, you know, our National Guard plays a huge role in that. And then our Department of Defense facility, Fort Riley, for example, their aviation brigade was a part of defense support to civil authorities, which means that if something happened catastrophic in the continental United States, they would be on point to respond, to relieve loss of life and suffering, and then to protect infrastructure.
You know, it's interesting, ties in a bit. We had a listener call in earlier when we had the NBAF folks on, and he was talking about loose lips and what you're able to say. And he did mention the military and how sometimes they have to be quiet too, perhaps, in some of the things that they do.
Well, there's some missions out there, absolutely, that there's a security portion to them. You don't necessarily talk about them because you want operational security. The less the enemy knows, the I think, the better. So there are some things out there that our soldiers here in the state of Kansas, for example, have a mission. That's a very important mission that not a lot of people know about, and that's okay. I just, you know, the American people need to know that we train for those missions. We prepare for those types of things. And those individuals are standing on point for this nation to protect it in even some of our most sensitive areas.
A little bit closer to home, I know Fort Riley's been going through quite a few things lately with 2nd Brigade in Europe and all kinds of different ceremonies and division commander changes, and pretty active over there right now.
Yeah, Joe Martin said it perfectly the other day. He's been having to have people extend in positions over a period of time to kind of band-aid the organization when he returned. We just said goodbye to Bill Turner and his wife Alyssa, who are staying right here in Manhattan, which is great news. And then we said hello to Ross Kaufman and General Smith, who are the new assistant division commanders for operations and support. So I know that Joe Martin, the CG, the commanding general of the 1st Infantry Division, is happy to have those two guys on board as he starts to set the azimuth for the division. Because they returned from Afghanistan and Iraq and a lot of those formations, they're back on the roller coaster. That's the unfortunate state we're in today in the world and the environment, is we have to be constantly on guard and in a ready state.
And let's face it, the military has to be flexible, always has been, because it's just based a lot of what's going on in the rest of the world. But as you mentioned, kind of, we think in the civilian world sometimes we get short staff, that kind of thing, but it's a whole different ball game when you're talking military and how they have to shift. I like your terms, band-aiding and roller coaster. I mean, that is a good way to describe what sometimes happens.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the bottom line is we tend to focus on the person in uniform. There's a whole lot of impact on the student or the child and the wife. So, you know, I always tell people all the time, especially educators and superintendents of school, you can sometimes tell military kids by the way they act if their mother or father is deployed. There's a lot of stress on those families. So, you know, we got to wrap our arms around them, make sure that we as a community, which we do so well here in the Central Flint Hills region, you know, the soldier that serves inside the gates there at Fort Riley knows that they're loved. And we just got to remember that we got folks in Korea shortly going to return. There's going to be a lot of families excited about that. We had 2nd Brigade went out the door and went to Europe. And although it's a deployment to Europe, everybody kind of takes a sigh of relief. That's a really, really interesting mission, because not only are they training with our NATO allies and reinforcing them and helping them, they're also serving as a deterrent for Russia. And, you know, Russia's back to some of its old games. And those that have wore a uniform a long time ago remember Russia before the wall came down.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now 9:46. I know we have lots more to talk about today. Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins with us. A reminder, if you want to call in and have a conversation with us, we always welcome that. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.